everybody. How are you? This is Chris. Welcome back to the Libertarian Republican podcast. This is episode 89. And this one is about, entitled, Abolish the FBI. Because this is getting ridiculous. I mean, let's face it. It's getting ridiculous what the FBI has become. And it's scary. It's really kind of, look, we've all known for years, for decades, that the FBI can be corrupt. They can abuse their power. We saw this with Martin Luther King. I mean, the history of the FBI is definitely checkered, but we generally, especially Republicans, we've always sort of supported the FBI because we believe in, we've always been traditionally the back of the blue guys, and the Democrats, oddly enough, have always been the sort of the skeptical of government and skeptical of the law enforcement. But now we've seen that the Democrats have captured the law enforcement. The Democrats have, at the federal level anyway, they have captured the FBI. So the Democrats are using the FBI as their own private police force, essentially, to crush their political enemies and arrest. They can basically do anything they want if they have the FBI and the whole Department of Justice on their side. They can, if you light a cigarette on the steps of the Capitol, they can arrest you for arson. They can, you're trying to burn down the Capitol. They can arrest you, and they can, as long as they have a judge, the judge is on their side, and actually, as long as they have the people of Washington, D.C., a jury of Washington people on their side, they can do anything they want. It doesn't matter how ridiculous it is. They can persecute you. They can punish you. They can arrest you. They can throw you in prison. And it just doesn't matter. They're not interested in truth or real, true justice anymore. I remember when good, decent, patriotic Americans used to say, I may disagree with what you say, but I will fight to the death for your right to say it. That's what a good American, a patriotic American, believes. But that is not what the Democrat Party believes anymore. They don't believe that. They are not good, patriotic Americans. They are, like I always say, ruthless communists at this point. They won't defend your right to say anything. They will crush you. They will destroy you. They will murder you if they can. If they could figure out a way to do it, to get away with it, they would do it. And they probably have gotten away with it. But yeah, it's getting really, and look, we can go back to this history of the FBI and I think that it goes beyond what the traditional sort of libertarian skepticism of law enforcement, because there's definitely a skepticism of law enforcement among the libertarian philosophy, because obviously libertarians are opposed to big government power, right? So, but I think you've got to look at the incentives, right, among a lot of law enforcement. They want to close cases. They're not necessarily interested in justice. They want to close cases. They want to win. Look at the case of the Central Park Five. Remember that? I mean, there's been a bunch of documentaries about that, and there's a show about that, and there's a real question. Was the NYPD really looking to get to the bottom of what happened and actually get, achieve justice? Or were they just wanted to win? They just wanted to get somebody. They just wanted to make themselves look good by saying, look at us, we closed this case, we got the bad guy. My wife and I just watched The Staircase on, I think it was on Hulu, maybe HBO, I don't know, but about the Michael Peterson trial in, I think it was North Carolina. And basically his wife, they believed he murdered his wife, even though they really didn't have any proof. They really didn't. They had no proof. But they accused him anyway, and they tried him for it. They made up a story, basically. And, I mean, the truth is that we'll never know the truth. We'll never know what really happened. But it's clear that they didn't have any real actual evidence. And then it turned out that the one guy was lying. The blood splatter expert was completely lying about how, and they had a history of lying. You know, I think it was the State Bureau of Investigation. They had a history of lying because they weren't interested in justice. They just wanted to get, you know, to close the case and make themselves look good. You know, and you see this in law enforcement. You see this in prosecutors. So this is a real problem, and it's something that the people need to guard against and to be on the lookout for. But this, now the FBI has gone way beyond that. I mean, they've gone to the point where they're just now purely an instrument for the Democrat Party to destroy their enemies. I mean, and all you have to do is look at, I mean, you can go back to the Hillary email, the Hillary server scandal, where she clearly broke the law. Clearly broke the law, but they didn't do anything. Because she's a Democrat, so she gets away with it. Look at the Sussman trial. The guy clearly lied to the FBI. Clearly, he lied to the FBI, but they don't care. That's fine. Let him go. I mean, it's there's so much. And look at what they obviously look at what they did to Trump. Look at how the FBI essentially colluded with the media to end the Hillary campaign. So the Hillary campaign, you know, paid the Russians to get some dirt on Trump, and then they fed it to the FBI. The FBI fed it to the New York Times or to the press, and then the press leaked it, you know, did an article about it. So the FBI used the article as an excuse to investigate. Oh, we should investigate this, even though the FBI knew all about it before the article was even published. You know, they were all in on it. It was just it was literally the very definition of a conspiracy to destroy Trump. And, I mean, and that's real. That's actually what happened. You know, that is real. That is very true. That is not, I'm not making this stuff up. But of course, you know, they will, and all of this is proven now. We all know this is true now. But of course, the media doesn't want to acknowledge it. But they did the same thing. Look at now, we're seeing the same thing with the Hunter Biden laptop. The FBI was actually slow walking everything, and the FBI was basically just protecting Hunter Biden. They're the ones who said it was a Russian disinformation. They just completely made that up. Completely made that up. Russian disinformation. Look at the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot. That was just ginned up by the FBI themselves, basically. They just got some guys, and this is another case of, I think they've been guilty of doing that for years, especially after 9/11. They would find a Muslim guy who was unhappy, and they would nudge him to create a plot to do something, and then they'd arrest him for the plot that they basically created, you know. So it's really it's amazing what the FBI has become, and it's really terrifying when these people look, what happened in 2020 is basically the federal government picked the president. They picked the president. They don't care who you want to be president. They don't care who you vote for. They don't care who you want to vote for. They will pick the president. They will tell you who to vote for. They will manipulate you. They will coordinate with all of their allies in big tech and big media and the Democrat Party, obviously, because Like I've said all along, this is all part of this quote-unquote ruling class, that these people believe that they should be at the top of society. They believe that they should run everything. And they are opposed to this idea of freedom. Your freedom is an impediment to their power, to their goals, to their belief that they should run everything. And so the FBI sees themselves as superior, as a member of this aristocracy that should run everything. And so anybody who wants to take power away from the federal bureaucracy is their enemy, and they will destroy you. They will throw you in prison. They will do whatever. They will make up stuff. They will do whatever they have to do. You know, they are like a beast. And this goes beyond. It applies really to the entire federal bureaucracy. Of these are people who are unelected. They're completely unaccountable to the voter. They are unfireable. You can't fire them. You know, Donald Trump came along and he couldn't really fire too many of these people. Now, I think Trump made a huge mistake in trying to get along with them. He didn't realize, like I've said before, I think Trump just didn't realize how bad things were, how self-serving the people in Washington are. The people in Washington are your enemy. They are the enemy of the American people. They don't care what you want. They don't care if you want to keep more of your money. They don't care if you want to have control over your life. They don't care. They want your money, and they want their cushy gigs where they don't have to do much, and they don't have to actually produce anything or all they do is make more rules for you to follow. And damn it, you better follow their rules or else they'll have the FBI arrest you. And that's just how it is in America. That's what America has become. America has become a corrupt banana republic where these people, these bureaucrats in Washington, they run everything. They don't care what you want, and they will destroy you if you dare to cross them. And that is very scary. It's really scary. And even if you hate Donald Trump, like I've always said, I'm not even a big fan of Donald Trump, but this idea that we are ruled by this permanent, unfireable, unelected, unaccountable bureaucracy that we really have no power against. I mean, we just have to do whatever they tell us. There's nothing we can do to fight back against these people. You know, if we don't like their rules, what do we do? What can we do about it? We can try to elect somebody who might fight back against them, but if we elect Donald Trump, well, they'll just ignore him. They'll just ignore Donald Trump. They'll just slow walk his policies. They'll just sabotage him, undermine him, and wait him out, and then he'll be gone. And they'll of course collude with the media and everybody else. And they're actually trying to throw. They're still trying to throw Donald Trump in prison. They're still trying to throw him in prison. That's how serious this is. So it really makes you wonder. You know, are we a democracy? Is America really a democracy? I mean, we go to the polls and we vote, but does it really matter who we vote for? Because if these people are in total control of our lives and they're it's just impossible to get rid of any of them, is that a democracy? Or is it a bureaucracy? Is it a technocracy? Is it an oligarchy, an aristocracy? You know, but the big problem, of course, is that the Democrats love it. They love it. They love this idea. And this is what's so disturbing is that how, you know, Democrats are so blinded by their hatred for Donald Trump that they just can't see what's really going on here. And they just, it's really sad that the Democrats just don't understand what they are creating. I think a lot of Democrat voters, if we could wake some of them up and make them realize that they are creating this kind of aristocracy, this kind of totalitarian, authoritarian state, this big government that controls everything and can never be voted out, can never be fired, can never be stopped. I mean, they're working very hard to protect it and erect this sort of mechanism, this edifice of totalitarianism, and it's terrifying. It's really terrifying, and it's sad that the Democrats, and I think there are some principled Democrats out there, leftists, who get it, who are starting to get it. You know, there's guys like Glenn Greenwald and Tulsi Gabbard there's a couple others that slip my brain right now, but there are a few out there that kind of see what's going on here. Like Naomi Wolf is a good example on Steve Bannon's War Room. He interviews Naomi Wolf all the time, and she used to be a Democrat. She used to be a RFK Jr. is another example. You know, he's a Democrat, but you know, he's a real liberal, and you know, a real liberal who believes in freedom. And you know, so some of these people are waking up, but the question is it too late? Is it too late? I don't know. So it's really scary what the Democrats have turned the FBI into. They've turned it into their own personal weapon to protect the bureaucracy and to crush the enemies of the bureaucracy. And of course, the media and the Democrat Party are all part of that. They're also, you know, weapons of the bureaucracy. They're also allies to the bureaucracy, because obviously it's a great place to work. It's a great way to make a living. I think Rothbard in his Anatomy of a State talked about this, about intellectuals and how intellectuals, and I think that's what the media considers themselves, a lot of these government employees consider themselves intellectuals, and the academia, you know, they're intellectuals. They don't have any real actual value to the people around them. They don't produce anything. They can't fix a car or grow food or build a car or build a house or renovate a bathroom, or they can't do anything. They can't, you know, write a television, you know, make a movie script, or, you know, operate a camera. They can't do anything. And actually, they can't cure your disease. They can't give you, they're not good massage therapists or chiropractors. You know, they can't actually do anything. So they hide in and they promote and they expand the bureaucracy. And the bureaucracy, in that bureaucracy, they don't have to do anything. They can get paid. They can make a very nice living without really having to do anything, without really having to do anything productive. They're parasites. And that's what, I've talked about this 1,000 times, about this government, big government is a parasite. And you are the host. And the FBI has become the weapon of the parasites. So that if you, the host, try to flick off these parasites, the FBI will stop you. They'll come down on you. So, and it's scary. And it's not what the FBI was supposed to be all about. It's supposed to be about protecting our rights and our liberties and equal protection under the law. But we're seeing that we have a two-tiered justice system, and the law really only applies to Republicans. Democrats can do anything they want. Republicans, if Republicans don't dot an I or don't cross a T, the FBI will throw them in prison for the rest of their lives. But Democrats can do anything they want and they get away with it. So this is why I mean, I don't know. It's just, it's really scary, and it's very un-American, and we have to change this. And this is one of the things that we need to change. We need to go after these people. We need to win elections. We need to send people to Washington who will go to war with the federal bureaucracy. And a big part of that is going to war against the FBI and abolishing them and investigating them and throwing some of them in prison, because that's where they belong. A lot of them do. Because they are unpatriotic, un-American. They're not doing their job. They're not fulfilling their proper purpose. So, all right, that's it. That's it. If you like this podcast, give me some good ratings and share it with everybody you can. And you can get on Podbean. You can message me if you want. This was kind of a long one, but I think it's kind of important. So, all right. I will see you on the next one. Bye-bye.